It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Latte, Jeremy Warner. And this hour of the Tay and Jay Show brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. You can visit them, and please do, at kramersiding.com.
And we seem to have hit a few nerves.
Yes, we did.
With our topics we got going out there. Phone lines are really busy, but we're asking you, which quarterback is the best in the NFL right now? For this year, who do you think gives you the best chance of winning? We've had a couple people who agree with me. Aaron Rodgers, couple people agree with you. You say Peyton Manning. Also, have Tom Brady thrown out there, so you can do that. Also, we're just taking your cool sports names.
Cool,
what are some of the
names.
Best names in sports? 359-2255.
One thing I found amazing is that usually there's two Fs in Jeff.
Right.
Let's go to Jeff in Camargo. How are you, Jeff?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well, my man.
Well, I tell you what, on the quarterback thing, I think either one of your guys' picks is a winner. I take Rodgers on toughness and Peyton on production.
There good go. Call. Good call.
But on the names, and if this has already been said, I apologize, but you missed the most obvious recent Illinois name. Uh-oh, Manal Manui.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hard to beat that.
And then let's go back a little bit in basketball to a crowd favorite, Fred Nkemdi.
Oh, yeah. Coming off the bench.
Yeah, barely off the bench. But let's travel to the 80s for my personal favorite.
Uh-oh.
I believe he played for Notre Dame, and he was up for a Heisman playing Iron Man ball. Gordy Lockbaum.
Wow. I don't even remember that name.
Oh, I think it was late 80s. I think he was up for a Heisman. It wasn't even close to winning, but he played Iron Man ball.
Reminds me of Rocket Ishmael. That's what
right? Gordy Lockbaum.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Jeff, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks,
take care. That is Jeff from Camargo. Let's go to Perry. How are you, Perry?
Hey, doing great. How are you guys?
Is tonight? This Perry Range?
No.
Oh, okay.
Range.
I was going to say, didn't you play with Levi Cobb?
Yeah, I helped him out a lot. Hey, couple things.
Yes.
I wanted to, you brought up the thing about Kirby Wilson, and that was the Towns. If you remember, right, Kirby was a good punt returner
right.
and kickoff returner, had a couple touchdowns and got the flag going. He was kind of exciting back then.
You know what, Perry? Now, is he a running back coach in the NFL now? I swear, Kirby Wilson.
Kirby Wilson, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
is that
Kirby Wilson, he's too old to be in the NFL now.
Okay.
He was back in the Mike White era.
Okay.
Who's the Steelers running back coach?
Exactly. It's Kirby Wilson's out there. I've always wondered if that's the same guy, but I guess not.
I don't think, not if he's active, because he'd be too old.
All right.
But anyway, quarterback-wise, you got to go with Aaron Rodgers. And I know one of your callers earlier said that Peyton Manning had less to work with, but I'm going to ask where your recent memory is, because didn't Aaron Rodgers just lead his team to a Super Bowl championship without his top running back, without his top receiver, or one of his top receivers?
Right.
So well,
yeah, Jermichael Finley was hurt, but he still had Greg Jennings. He still had, Donald Driver. Yeah,
he had no running back.
Right.
And that offensive line was hurt a lot.
Good call.
And the one thing I love about Aaron Rodgers, he can play outside. I mean, he plays in the worst conditions in Lambeau. Peyton Manning, when he gets to New England, Foxborough in January, of course, he won the one time. He's not as good.
I mean,
he gets to play on that turf over there in Indy.
All right.
I think Rodgers learned something good from Favre, and that was that tough.
That's
thanks,
a good
guys.
Point. Perry, thanks, man. Great call. That is Perry. Let's go to Muhammad Lee in the car. How are you, Lee?
Hey, doing great, guys. Doing great.
Perfect.
Hey, you guys have, I never call in anywhere, but you guys have turned into my favorite listening on the way home from work.
Well,
appreciate that, Lee.
That's great. Great to hear.
Hey, I'm not much of a name guy, but the first thing that popped into my head was Lou Alcindor.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, well, see, I grew up in Wisconsin, and I'm a Packer fan, and Jeremy's got the Rodgers thing right.
Yep.
But when you went to a game up there and he'd shoot a sky hook, it was Alcindor. It was great. It was great the way they announced it.
That is awesome. Well, hey, I appreciate it, Lee, and thanks for listening.
You bet.
All right, buddy.
And I mean, he might be one of the only guys that has two names on that list. I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a cool name.
Absolutely.
And do you remember the Dolphins running back in the 90s? He was a first-round pick, was named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You know what? I remember that. Yeah. I think I had him on a fantasy team once.
Wow.
That was probably a bad one.
Yeah,
let's go to
a good thing.
Paris, Illinois. Paris, we got Nick. How are you, Nick?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful.
Going back, we'll start with NASCAR names. You got Lake Speed for a car driver.
Nice.
And then also you have a little bit creepy with a Dick Trickle.
Yes,
we were just talking about that one.
Didn't he do like an oil commercial or something?
I'm not a big NASCAR fan, but you know, it was kind of. it just kind of, that's kind of a creepy name. And then, of course, back way back in the, I think probably early 80s, late 70s, I was just getting into football as a kid. And Dallas Cowboys had a defensive back named Chip Glass.
Chip Glass? I did not.
Chip Glass.
That's solid.
And that name always stuck with me. But you guys are doing a great job, and thanks a lot.
Well, thanks for listening.
To the quarterback thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Got to get this in. You know, Peyton was put in a system that fit his skill set. He doesn't have to scramble.
Right.
Everything is done. And so you got to give the coaching staff great credit there, and they built an entire offense around one guy, mm-hmm. and it was a great idea. I mean, but a lot of guys can stand there and throw the ball. If what's his name, the Ryan Leaf,
yes.
had he had the same type of system set up for him where he didn't have to do anything but quick release the ball, he had a great arm.
He did have a good arm.
Yeah, but he didn't have it up in the head, and that's where Peyton Manning is a special quarterback.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he is a cool character. But, you know, I got to give it to Aaron Rodgers. You know, he stepped into a system that was built for Brett Favre, and all he did is add foot speed to Favre's skill set.
Good point. Nick, thanks, buddy.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right, Nick from Paris. We appreciate that.
Well, and Dick Trickle, I mean, come on.
Solid.
I hope his parents named him Richard. That's
Shirley.
All. I hope. Again, don't call me Shirley.
I'm sorry.
But no, with Aaron Rodgers, with Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf, I totally disagree with him there.
Oh, boy. That...
I mean, the head. I mean, that guy was, guy just didn't have
it. He attacked reporters.
And that's where Peyton Manning, I mean, he puts the time in the study, in the film room, and that's what makes him a special quarterback. And yes, he is incredibly accurate and has a great arm.
Yep.
And yeah, I think Tom Moore, who goes under the radar a lot, Tony Dungy gets a lot of credit.
I agree.
Tom Moore has been the one consistent there as the offensive coordinator.
That's a great point. Let's go to Tim and Newman. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Been
a while since I called back, but I figured I'd weigh in on this.
Awesome.
I've heard of two names that I haven't heard on the radio. I just now got on the radio, but I have not heard of Ben Roethlisberger's or Drew Brees' names. Those would be two quarterbacks that I would probably start right now because of their toughness. You know, Ben Roethlisberger's toughness and getting in there in the pocket and knowing how to make plays. And Drew Brees, you know, if you give off that shoulder surgery in San Diego and he's made his name for himself in New Orleans.
So big time.
Those are two names I haven't done.
And you know,
another cool. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say Roethlisberger really hasn't played behind the best offensive line the last few years.
I like Roethlisberger. Is he a top 10 quarterback? Yes. But I think a lot of other quarterbacks could have won Super Bowls in Pittsburgh.
Sure.
But, I mean, he's done it. I mean, he's done it. He's done it in the clutch. He can move in that pocket. I'm just still taking Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. I agree with those too.
So.
Right.
And another cool name that I haven't heard is from a long time ago in the basketball, I don't know if anybody said it, Jens Kujawa.
Oh, yeah.
I have not. I didn't hear that. I'm thinking if nobody said it, but that's a name that sticks out in my mind back in the 80s.
Jens Kujawa and what was it? Uwe Blob, right?
Yeah, so I think I heard of that too. That's about 20 years, but I heard of that too. So
that's awesome.
But those are names that I remember about. Those were pretty cool.
Awesome.
So.
Tim, thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, it was Uwe and Olaf Blob.
Some other basketball names I thought of. Speedy Claxton.
Oh, yeah.
From Speedy. He played for the 76ers.
Yes, he did. He was a point guard.
And World Be Free.
World Be Free could light it up anywhere. CR in Champaign. How are you, CR?
Hey, what's up, Lon? How you doing?
Not too bad, my man.
Hey, actually, my quarterback that I would take right now would probably be Drew Brees.
Ooh. I tell you what, that guy is crazy, crazy good when it comes to completions. And, you know, for his stature, not a very tall guy. He can still dominate. I think that's cool.
And my favorite name, I you know, you guys are going to really laugh at this one. It's Baskerville Holmes out of Louisville.
Nice.
Baskerville Holmes. Was he playing back? Was he in the 80s?
He was back in the 80s. It was right after Darryl Griffith, after they won the national title.
The old never nervous Purvis.
Never nervous Purvis.
I love it. CR, thanks, buddy.
Hey, by the way, if somebody still is looking for a golf person, I need
I
want to play Saturday.
That's the Unity outing, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Get a hold of CR. You can call me, I guess, here at the station if you want to golf Saturday. I'll be out there.
There you go.
I'll be out
yes,
there.
Yes, you will.
Two
yes,
straight
will.
Days of golf. I won't know what
a
to do.
A chance to golf with Lante.
Woohoo! Or at least on the same course. CR, see you, buddy.
Hey, see you, man. Thanks.
All right. CR getting in a little promo. What the heck? What's that?
Yeah.
That's Provo, Utah. Let's go to Villa Grove and David. How are you, David?
All right. How's it going?
Not too bad.
Okay, first of all, since I'm a Packer fan, Aaron Rodgers.
Man.
I mean,
you're all forgetting how good Peyton Manning is.
Well, no, we're not. We're not forgetting how
kidding.
Good he is.
I'm
it's
kidding.
Just
I'm
how
kidding.
Good Aaron Rodgers is.
I know, you're
is
right.
Is he even going to start this year?
Well, yeah,
season?
Well, we said injury aside. So,
okay.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah. But, no, you're right. Right now, for sure, I wouldn't take Peyton because I don't know if he is going to start.
Okay, and let's go way back in, I would say, the 70s. I watched him play against Illinois at Memorial Stadium. Sonny Sixkiller.
Who was it?
Sonny Sixkiller.
Who did he play with?
I think it was Washington.
Really? That's awesome.
He was a quarterback for him.
Okay.
Well, we need to ask Donna. She's from Washington.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe
where's Donna when you need her?
Knows about this guy.
Sonny Sixkiller.
Wow.
Sonny Sixkiller, yep.
Now, that's solid. David, thanks for the call, my man.
All righty.
All right, buddy. That is awesome. Sonny Sixkiller. I'm going to admit, I do not.
I've never heard of that
I did
name.
Not heard. I, yeah, whatever.
Wouldn't
I'm
be cool
to
if he was six shooter though.
Sonny,
that's a pretty cool name.
Let's go to Brian in Hinesboro. How are you, Brian?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Well, I'd take Aaron Rodgers for the quarterback. He's got everything. He's even got the cool little championship belt move yeah. after he does something good.
that and, TJ and Matt Toon first noticed.
Yeah, and the names I've got three. I got Muggsy Bogues, nice. The basketball player from Charlotte Hornets,
yep.
and there's a linebacker from Eastern Illinois University. His name's Nick Nasty.
Yes,
yes. And, I actually played football against him in high school.
You're kidding?
Oh, really?
He played at Plano. Wow. I mean, that was a perfect name for
Nick
him.
Nick Nasty,
because he was huge. I mean, he was 6'3", 240 pounds, and I got crushed by him on a play. He was a sophomore at the time.
And the last one I got is Nick Mangold. That's my nice. Favorite athlete's name.
The old center for the Jets, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick Mangold. I like it. Good stuff, Brian. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right. We'll see you.
All right. That is Brian from Hinesboro. Great stuff.
Good stuff. And if you disagree with us for the quarterback, who's your best quarterback right now? I and mean, that's what we're talking
about. Right. Injury aside.
Obviously,
with
I would have taken Peyton Manning for a career. I mean, he's in my top three or four of all time. But right now, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning seem up there. Drew Brees, I'll take Rodgers over Brees. Because I think he's got a little stronger arm, and he can move around in the pocket a little more. Plus, he can see over the offensive line.
Phillip Rivers.
One guy we forget about.
Yeah, we do. I mean, because I think he's going to be huge.
He could be an MVP candidate.
Huge.
I mean, he's right behind Rodgers. When you talk about those really guys who are ready to take over and be the face of the NFL, he could be one of those guys.
Can we tell our listeners now, like tomorrow, we're going to try to come up with a topic that's fun, et cetera, and we're going to talk a little bit about maybe high school rivalries, maybe college rivalries, what are the best, but also like some fantasy football stuff. I want to hear some fantasy football stuff tomorrow. You know why? Because you and I have threatened to talk about our fantasy drafts for a week.
But that's because we get good topics.
We do. But I want to talk. We'll talk a little fantasy tomorrow because I want to hear from people like what their like worst fantasy pick and best.
Right.
But we'll do that tomorrow.
Right. And also best names, best sports names. We're taking those now too. 359-2255, 217-359-2255.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
It's the Tay and Jay Show. Our avid listeners would know that I played this song in the first hour. I've got 900 songs, and I played this one in the first hour.
That's what you do.
That's all right, isn't it?
We're talking about best nicknames or just names in sports.
Yes.
I think we're getting bad at nicknaming people.
Jeff just sent me a text and said a great topic would be best sports nicknames.
Right. Because I'm thinking of all the guys back in the old days of baseball, like Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Mordecai Brown? Was it Three Finger Brown or something?
Right. Their sideburns, they call a guy side. I mean, they had such great nicknames back then. I'm trying to think of more off the top of my head. Like Moonshine.
Yeah. No, you're right, though. Cool Papa Bell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know there were some cool names.
Pee Wee Reese.
Pee Wee Reese. Wow, we're really stretching our minds here to go back.
That's what we do here.
That's why is that. I don't know
we're
if I stretch my mind.
We're a philosophical show here.
I don't know if my mind stretches.
Grover Cleveland Alexander.
Grover
how about
Cleveland
that one?
Alexander. Yeah, or Cy. I mean, just Cy Young. How cool is that? Mm-hmm. You know, he never won a Cy Young award.
It's because it wasn't invented yet.
Oh, good call. That's Hey-o. Solid. That was good. All right, so we're asking, okay, if you could take one quarterback right now, and Manning is eligible, Peyton, that is, not Eli, barring injury, who would you take? Everybody's siding with you, Jeremy, and Aaron Rodgers.
Most are.
Most. I'll still take my boy Manning. And plus, he does better commercials.
Yeah, well, he does that pretty well.
So,
but I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is getting there.
Yeah, maybe.
He's going to start rolling in because sooner or later, Peyton's going to have to retire, and Aaron Rodgers is probably going to be the best quarterback.
Boy, I've got a buddy in northern Indiana. They're huge Colts fans, and he brags about the Colts. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know, one of these years, my man, he's going to be gone. 18's going to be gone, and good luck.
Yeah, 3-13. They'd be 3-13 without him this year.
I agree. Let's go to Gibson City and Nathan. How are you, Nathan?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing
good.
Well.
Love your show. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Talking about nicknames, a guy that I went to high school with was named James Williams, and he had the best nickname because everybody just named a big cat after the Bears player.
Nice.
So I've loved that for years. We'll never forget about it.
That brings up a whole. I'm trying to think, like in the top of my head, I'm trying to think of my high school friends if any of them had cool names.
Yeah,
I don't think they do. So, well, Nathan, thanks for listening, man.
No problem. Thanks
right.
again.
We appreciate it.
I just looked up some old baseball nicknames.
Okay.
Lou Biscuit Pants Gehrig.
Biscuit Pants?
Pud the Little Steam Engine Galvin.
What?
Mordecai Three Finger Brown. Gentleman George Decker. Hugh Losing Pitcher Molokai.
Wow, how bad was he? I mean, Hugh? We're just going to call you Losing Pitcher.
One. This is a good one. I don't know what it means, but Frank the Piano Mover Smith.
Well, probably, I guarantee you, that was his job in the offseason.
And this is what I'm talking about. George Kelly, who was a baseball player from 1915 to 1932,
sure.
His nickname was High Pockets. And that's what I loved about these things. They just picked out a random thing about these guys, like Shoeless Joe.
He probably wore his pants high.
Right.
Or something, you know.
Or just had really high pockets. And George Twinkle Toes Selkirk.
Little did he, High Pockets, know that a food would be named after him one day. No, that's Hot Pockets. Dang it, I thought that was High Pockets. Hey,
have you watched the Jim Gaffigan?
No.
The comedy.
I've heard that
Dad
guy.
Dad Pocket.
That guy drives me nuts.
He's hilarious.
When he goes, I know he is, but when he starts talking in that voice, you talk about creepy.
Why is he making fun of Hot Pockets? I love Hot Pockets.
Stop! Like, you do it really well.
That, like, audience dialogue. Yeah, he does a pretty good job with it.
You know what I haven't said one time today is that the Cardinals and Pirates are live from St. Louis, and you'll hear them here.
We're just trying to avoid that.
I know. 6:20 is the pregame. 7:15, first pitch. New home of the Cardinals baseball. It's us, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We'll see if a starter can give up 10 tonight.
Well, we got to give him a reason to listen.
Okay.
And it's Albert Pujols, the best player in baseball.
Yes.
Listen to John Rooney and Mike Shannon on that because he's got to get to 300. You Cardinals fans are freaking out about
I know.
That.
It's,
he's got to get to 300 because you want that stat.
But he's struggling lately.
Yeah.
He is struggling
well,
lately.
He's got to only hit like 450 the rest of the year. So.
And if anybody could do it, is the funny part.
Yeah.
You know he could do it.
Go 2-for-5 the rest of the year.
What do we have tomorrow? Do we have anything?
Aaron Matus from News Channel 15 is
going
to join us at 3:20 to talk about the high school football games.
Okay.
High school prep season's coming around. We're going to talk a lot about that. So
okay.
I want to bring up some maybe what's the best football rivalry or what's the best school rivalry in the area, in East Central Illinois.
That'll be fun. And it doesn't, I mean, we want the best, but maybe your school has a certain rivalry too that you enjoy.
Why?
Yeah,
Give us some stories. I mean, did you pull pranks on each other and things like that? So have that for tomorrow.
Well, you might be bringing out the ornery side.
Maybe.
I'm trying to do the Vic Koning. You might be bringing out the ornery side.
I'm not glum.
He's classic. Hey, thanks for everything today. This was awesome. Thanks to our listeners. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.